Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Sokala Duma Radio. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu and this is the big interview brought to you by Hunters. In this week's episode, we speak to former Morocco Swallows, Mamelodi Sundowns and Bafana Bafana left-back Eric Ramaseke about Mamelodi Sundowns' title chances. They are top of the log at the moment and they're doing so well. So we speak about that and the standard of football in the PSL and a whole lot more. I hope you enjoy the conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Well, throughout the years, South African football has been blessed with the best left-sided fullbacks, if you will, left-wing backs, if you will. And Mamelodi Sundowns specifically has been blessed with a lot of those kind of left-backs. Currently, Teboho Langerman, Fares Hatshi, Mzikaiso Mashaba previously. Throughout the years, they've had these good left backs, and Lavas Motlala would come into mind. But today, I'm speaking to one of them, one of those that made their mark in the colors of yellow in Pretoria, Kabo Yellow Masandawana. That is Eric Ramaseke. He's a former Morocco Swallows, Mamelodi Sundowns, and Bafana Bafana left back. He joins me now on the line. All right, so the standard of football in South African football in the PSL, I mean, teams have been accused of being poor in front of goal, generally dishing out boring football. For you, as someone that played in an era where we had strikers that scored 20 goals, your teammate Mambush scored a lot of goals per season. At the time, there were Dennis Lauters, Paul Ndlanyas, who were scoring like 19 goals per season. What do you make of the standard of football in the PSL at the moment?
Yeah, you know, we've got a problem in goal-scoring players. With PSL this nowadays, but back in the day, like you said, Abo Poland, Jerry Costa, Abo Mambus, you can name a lot. Abo Chuku, they were scoring like more than 10 goals, 15 goals, you know, per season. But now, I don't know what's the problem. Seriously, I think we lacking strikers. We lacking strikers because most of the teams, even if you, when you check, it's only the middle fielders that are scoring more than the strikers. Mm. Yeah, so we are short of those deadly strikers, you know, an out and out striker. A guy who would say this one is not a middle fielder, a striker, he can score so many goals. We don't have. Mm. Most of the guys that you are having, it's middle fielders come strikers.
Mm. Now, tell me, I understand that the fact that our strikers lack goals and they miss glaring goal scoring opportunities, and it's a concern for everyone watching. If you take away that part, though, would you say that the PSL is of poor quality? Would you say the matches that we are watching as consumers of football, we are seeing poor quality, or the matches are good? It's just that people are not scoring. How do you make of the overall product of the PSL?
No, I don't think it's poor football that you're watching in the PSL. That's a part that makes people say that it's boring or it's poor. It's because there are no goals.
Mm.
But for me, personally, the standard is up.
Mm. And In terms of people not then attending games, there's been a serious decline of numbers in terms of attendance at stadiums. There's also a decline of numbers of people watching on their televisions. What do you think PSL clubs should be doing? What are they not doing to attract people at the stadiums?
Yeah. PSL, there's nothing PSL can do. It's only the players that can lift up their performance and show the people that they are quality players, and at the end of the day, they can do what people expect on the pitch, so that the people can come back and support the team.
Mm. Would you say
because
that?
Because actually, they are trying. They are getting the sponsors. They are advertising. They are doing it. You know, but it's just that the other thing when I'm good there, people tend to compare the football that we're playing those years and the football that these players are playing now.
Mm.
But, you know, especially when they compare with this player, Ngabufana Lochuku, this player, Ngabufana Mambus, but there are no players like that. Then Liverpool is spirit, the thing. But the only thing that the players can do, they must just lift up their game.
Now, for me, I think the argument, there's also a counter-argument in that sometimes we describe ourselves, that is South Africans, sometimes we describe ourselves as a footballing-loving nation. I think, for me, and I want to get your thoughts on this, for me, the fact that we don't support our teams by going to the stadium, by watching them live and also on TV, it shows that people are not even watching on TV nowadays as much as they used to.
Well, they're not interested, it's true, they're not interested.
Yeah. Does it then contend or does it dismiss the fact that we call ourselves as a football-loving nation? Are we a football-loving nation?
Yeah, hey, that's a question that I cannot answer. That's a difficult one. You're right. Because if our people are not watching the games, they're not attending the games at the stadium, and how can we call ourselves a football-loving nation? That's a million-dollar question. You're right. I agree with you.
So it would be easy for you to say we definitely are not a football loving nation because we're not.
I'll say that because if ever we were, each and every game, whether the guys are playing bad or whatever, our national team is losing, we didn't make it for the World Cup, people will still be going to the stadium. We will still be supporting. But it's true, we are not.
And then looking at your former team now, Mamelodi Sundowns. Pitso Mosimane has spent 5 years now. Recently, we just updated an article on the Sokala Duma website where we were looking back on his 5-year spell. Mvuyani Joni, the editor of Sokala Duma, the newspaper, he wrote an open letter to Patrice Motsepe saying that Pitso Mosimane completely changed Mamelodi Sundowns' fortunes. Of course, he's an African champion. He was at the Club World Cup, and so on and so forth. Eric Ramasike, what are his thoughts on Upito, the 5 years that he spent at Mamelodi Sundowns?
Yeah, Mkulu, let me tell you, let me be honest, it wasn't easy to Upito. It wasn't an easy road. He struggled when he got there. Thanks to Patrice Motsepe, because he got patient with him, and even when the supporters were throwing things at him, he must leave and whatever. But he kept his cool and Patrick gave him a chance and look what he did. I think for me, personally, he did very well, seriously. He did very well. Even this season, he can challenge again for the league, you know. He can take it. I mean, look at the squad that he's playing now. They're starting to gel, you know, the combination and all that. For me, he did well. He did very well, seriously.
And also what Vuyani on his open letter to Patrice Motsepe touched on was, I'm not sure if you picked this up, but there were articles flying around that Pitso Mosimane may be installed a technical director from Sweden, coach Eric Hamrin. And Vuyani was saying that actually Pitso is extremely talented. He was an African Coach of the Year at the CAF Awards. He doesn't really need a technical director. For you, do you think that a technical director would be a good move? A foreign coach, a person who's a coach, to go and be a technical director to Pitso Mosimane? Do you think that would, if it materialized, do you think that would be a good move?
Nah, for me personally, I don't think he needs one. Nah, I don't think he needs one. Pitso is capable of doing it already. I don't think he needs one. I don't think so.
And how do you think it would affect him? Because, I mean, he lost Rulani Mokoena, who is an incredible assistant
because
coach.
Because you know why he took Rulani? Because he knew Rulani from at a younger age. And he worked with Rulani. Actually, he saw Rulani growing up in front of him. So he's never going to bring a guy like the one that you said, I haven't seen that African. It's going to upset him. To be honest, it's going to upset him. If ever they want to bring him, I think they should sit down with him and ask him and talk to him if he's going to be happy or not, but not just to bring a technical director and to tell him what to do and not what to
do. All right. And then we move right along then to the business side of football, the actual football, your former team. They are top of the log now. they are leading and they have games in hand. I've asked myself, and I want to get your opinion on this. What do you do against a Mamelodi Sundowns with Percy Tau, Themba Zwane, Sibusiso Vilakazi, Hlompho Gekana, Lafour sometimes, every other player, Billiard when he's fit? A lot of people were discussing this. Parking the bus against Sundowns, or do you go all out and play them and hope that you are better than them? Khuluko Thobejane recently, Baroka, he played, didn't park the bus, and then he lost 4-0. And other teams park the bus and then they still lose 2-0. How do you approach a game against Sundowns' attacking prowess?
Yeah. True, my man. You know what? It doesn't have to be technical aware when you play in Sundowns, because you can still park the bus. Like you're saying, they'll still score, my man, because it's 90 minutes. It's not like you're playing 5 minutes and the game is over, half an hour the game is done. No. But as well, when you attack at Sundowns, you must be careful and shut the back door. So, my man, it's difficult. Because these players are on fire, I'm telling you. You take out this one, you put in this one, we are fine.
And you, as a coach, perhaps, and you coach one of the PSL clubs, what do you do? What do you do? Do you attack them full on? Do you get nine men behind them?
If ever I'm a coach, I will never pass the ball. I will score. If they score, I score. If they score, I score. Because even if you put pressure on them, they might make mistakes at the back. You know, you can't pass the ball playing those guys. You can't. Because at the end, you'll get tired and you'll lose concentration and they'll punish you. And then what do you do? When they score 2 goals, how are you going to come back? When they score 3 goals, how are you going to come back? So you better go at them. If they score 2, you score 1, maybe. You can play a draw. You just hope. You're hopeful.
And certainly when they are in top form, it's very difficult to stop them. I know you've already mentioned it in passing that they may win the league. I want to then get your full-blown thoughts about that. They are top of the log now. They have games in hand. Do you see any challenger to their Sundowns? Who do you think that may be? Is there any team close to them in terms of strength at the moment? Are they just running away with the league this season?
No, SuperSport is doing well, my brother. But the thing is, you seem to have games in hand. It doesn't mean you'll win the league, and it doesn't guarantee you'll win the league and you've got points. So, Sundowns are playing well, yes, but they must keep that momentum, you know? They must keep that momentum going. They mustn't stop. Then, if ever it's like that, then they've got a 90% chance of winning the league, seriously. But SuperSport is doing very well. Doing very well.
That's the only team that you think, at least.
I think now, the SuperSport is doing very well, Eric Tinkler.
And as we conclude our conversation, I want to get your thoughts on Wits. They are doing well in cup competitions. As far as going on and winning the Telkom knockout, they won it. And they are not doing well in the league. They used a lot of new players this season, and a lot of people, fans, have remarked that the reason why, as defending champions, they're not doing well this season is because they changed the team. So what has been Eric Ramaseke's thoughts on Bidvest Wits and their form this season?
Hey, they've been doing bad, my brother. I went to watch bad. I don't know whether it's even playing these other players at the wrong position or what. I don't know. I can't tell. Or the players are tired, or they're not happy about the system that he's using. I can't tell because I'm not in there. But they are doing very badly, and they are not scoring goals. You know,
that's
the problem. They are not scoring goals. You know what? Even if you let goals at the back, you let them in. But as long as you are scoring, you know, you stand a better chance of drawing games and or winning 1-0 or winning 2-1 or 3-1. You understand? But if ever you are letting goals in and you're not scoring, it's going to be a problem like this today.
It would be an injustice for me to speak to you and not ask you about this one before I let you go. Kamabiliet, Leonardo Castro, there's a possibility as we enter the January transfer window, Kamabiliet and Leonardo Castro, there's a possibility that they are into the last 6 months of their contract. They've been linked away to Amakhosi, to overseas, to Orlando Pirates. Those two players, that's two players from Mamelodi Sundowns being linked away. I need your thoughts on that. And also, last one, Jeremy Brocky, you've said before that he would add value to Mamelodi Sundowns. Do you think that they should go all out and get him this January transfer window, because they will be defending, they will be in the CAF Champions League next year? Jeremy Brocky, what do you think of that? Before we let you go, those questions.
I'll start with Jeremy Brocky. I think if ever Bilat is going and Castro. Yeah, we need him. He will fit in. Definitely. And to lose Bilat to Kaiser Chiefs and Castro, I don't think it's a good move for them. If ever they want to lead the team, why don't they go overseas? I think Bilat is ready to go overseas. For me, I think it's good for him to go overseas. Not to go to sea.
So you wouldn't mind him going, but as long as he goes overseas?
Exactly. He mustn't go to a local team.
Would you feel betrayed if he stays in the PSL?
If he stays, I don't think it will be the Bilat that we know, because the combination are not the same. Nkululeko. The style of play, look how many players they've moved. Kids achieved, the others they moved to Sundowns, but still they haven't found their foot.
So definitely anywhere else but the PSL. All right, I think we pretty much get your thoughts on that. Well, Erica Masige, we thank you very much for your time. We appreciate your thoughts on this matter, and I'm very grateful that I got to speak to you as a person that used to watch you as a little kid. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for listening to this conversation. Thank you very much for listening to the big interview brought to you by Hunter's Edge. My name is Nkululeko Nkewu, and obviously you'll hear more of me and more of these kind of interviews in the next episode next week in Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.